This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to the powerful story from British Gas, Generation Green.
After a shaky start, Jeremiah soon got the hang of riding the small, large-handled bike. Billy had explained that the bike was a special kind of bike, used for stunts, and was called a BMX.
"I'm not too sure about this TMX," Jeremiah said,
glancing over towards Billy and nearly falling off.
"I bet it's a bit different to what you've ridden before," chuckled Billy as he rounded the corner on his skateboard.
"You could say that," exclaimed Jeremiah. "The only thing I've ridden before is a horse."
Jeremiah led the two twins down the lane towards the coal mine.
"The mine used to be just over here," he said,
pointing to a pair of grand-looking gates. A statue of a miner stood off to one side.
"I don't remember that statue being there, though," said Jeremiah. "He looks familiar."
Zoe hopped off her bike to have a closer look at the statue. The statue of the old miner was dressed as if he had just come out of the mine. He was holding the reins of a pony. It was tremendously lifelike. She began to read the bronze plaque that was nailed to a plinth underneath.
"Alfie Spark," Zoe read aloud. "Do you know him?"
"Know him?" spluttered Jeremiah. "Alfie Spark is my brother."
"It says here," said Billy, reading more from the plaque, "Alfie Spark died in this mine in the year 18... "Oi, Daft Duck," hissed Zoe, digging her brother in the ribs. "Jeremiah doesn't want to hear about that."
Fortunately, Jeremiah had wandered past the statue, through the double gates and on towards the mine entrance.
"This is where the managers work,"
he explained, pointing to a row of offices.
"It's very quiet today, though. Is it a bank holiday?"
Jeremiah asked. Billy tried the door handle, but it appeared to be locked. A muscular arm reached out and tapped him on the shoulder.
"You can try that as much as you like, lad," said a gruff voice. "But the museum ain't open for another 5 minutes, and the next tour don't begin until 20 past.
The three friends turned to see a guard peering down on them.
"Museum?" said Jeremiah. "You mean the mine is shut?"
The guard nodded.
"Shut for a good few years now,"
he said, heading into one of the offices.
"But the tour's fun."
"None of the mines around here are running anymore," said Zoe as the guard disappeared into the office.
"But what about the people who used to work here?" gasped Jeremiah. "What about their families? This has always been a mining area. When my brother was born, my father's friends asked if it was a boy or a girl, and my dad said that he was a bucket of coal. Dad meant that Alfie would go straight to work in the mines."
"So how come you were a lamplighter, not a miner?" asked Billy. "None of your business, Nosy Parker," exclaimed Zoe. "Jeremiah doesn't have to tell you everything."
Then Zoe had second thoughts and turned to Jeremiah, her eyebrow arched mischievously.
"It's a good question, though, Jeremiah," she said with a wink. "Why did you become a lamplighter?" "Who's a Nosy Parker now, then?" chuckled Billy playfully.
"Well," said Jeremiah, drawing breath, "I was the youngest in the family, and my brother Alfie was already working in the mine. So my parents wanted me to go into another business. When I was 14, I began to work with a lamplighter and learned his trade."
Zoe looked down at her watch. The tour was about to begin. They left their bike, scooter and skateboard propped up against a wall and walked over to the office that the guard had disappeared into earlier on. Other families were waiting patiently in line.
"Come on, guys," exclaimed Zoe. "We don't want to miss it."
Zoe pulled Billy and Jeremiah through the door to where a tour guide was waiting for them. The guide led them over to a large table littered with torches and hard hats. He picked one up, popped it on Zoe's head, and started to adjust the straps.
"Has everyone got their hard hats and torches?" asked the tour guide when he finished with Zoe. "It can get pretty dark down there.
Turn your hat lamps on, check it works, and gather round me when you're ready.
Haven't we got Davy lamps? Asked Jeremiah. They were a fantastic invention. They enabled miners to go further underground safely.
You're up to date with your history,
chuckled the tour guide as he led the group towards a winding steel staircase that led down into the mine.
I'll tell you all about Davy lamps later, but for now, if you'd like to follow me, we will proceed into the mine.
As the group descended the 140 metres below the museum, the children looked around excitedly, listening intently to the information that the guide was telling them. He was explaining that the elevator shaft was not safe to use as it was currently under restoration, and there would be a grand opening for it next month.
What's that stinky smell? Asked Billy, wrinkling his nose with disgust.
Zoe gave him a hard dig in the ribs.
Shut up, you bad-mammoed baboon, she growled.
Actually, young man, said the tour guide, it used to be a lot worse. The poor old miners that worked here in the early 1800s had to suffer this smell until these ventilation shafts were introduced.
The amount of methane that was produced by the coal extraction was very dangerous. It could cause explosions, which is why the Davy lamp was such an important invention, he said, nodding in Jeremiah's direction. As they continued further down the tunnel into the mine, the light from the end of the staircase faded like a weakening flame. The guide motioned to them to turn on their hard hat lights. It soon became clear that the conditions the miners used to have to work in were horrendous.
Come here, Billy. How do you expect to see anything without your light on? Asked Zoe, turning on Billy's light and continuing down the tunnel with the rest of the group.
Billy huffed. Then he turned around and squealed with fright. A miner, pickaxe slung over his shoulder, was glaring down at him. Billy breathed a sigh of relief when he realised it was only a model. He recovered himself and raced after the tour party.
Keep up, slow snail, said Zoe. The guide is telling us all about the accidents that happened in the mine.
And that's why the mine was closed, said the guide. In this mine we had a tag system to use in the event of a disaster. Each worker had a tag they had to collect every time they left. This would show if anyone was still down here, and also help to find anybody who was trapped underground, concluded the guide.
As they moved further down the tunnel, the torches on their helmets cast eerie shadows onto the midnight black walls. The refurbished mining carts, full of coal, stood fixed to the rusty metal track that they were following around the mine.
Do you think that's what happened to Jeremiah's brother? Whispered Billy, looking towards his sister curiously. That he got trapped underground?
I honestly don't know, said Zoe.
What was the date on the statue? 1870-something, Billy began.
But before he could finish, the tour guide said something that made both Billy and Zoe stop and listen.
The worst disaster in this mine happened in 1873, said the tour guide. 39 people died. It was terrible.
1873? That was the date on the statue, exclaimed Billy.
Oh dear, said Zoe sadly. Maybe Alfie did die here all those years ago.
Right, announced the tour guide, clapping his hands. Time has run away with us and we've reached the end of our tour. Please make your way to the exit in an orderly fashion.
On the way out, Zoe, Billy and Jeremiah looked at the many old photos displayed on the walls. Suddenly, Jeremiah's eyes fell on a picture of a miner's outing to the seaside.
Oh, that looks fun, exclaimed Jeremiah. I love the seaside. It was my favourite place to go as a child.
And as an adult.
We love the seaside too, said Billy. Let's go visit. I'm sure Mum won't mind.
What about the tidying? Said Zoe. But Jeremiah and Billy were already running towards their BMX and skateboard.
I do wish Alfie was here, said Jeremiah,
mounting his BMX.
He would have loved a trip to the seaside.
Jeremiah began to pedal back towards the gates.
"I'm getting the hang of this BMX," he called over his shoulder. "I might even try that wheelie board next."
"It's a skateboard, Jeremiah," shouted Billy. But Jeremiah wasn't listening.
"We'll need to catch a train if we want to go to the seaside," called Jeremiah. "They had trains in my day, and if I'm not mistaken, the station was this way."
Billy and Zoe smiled as they followed Jeremiah, back past the statue of his brother, and on to their next adventure.
Did you know the most electricity-hungry appliance in your house is probably the fridge freezer?
The powerful story from British Gas Generation Green. See the powerful story live at Eureka, the National Children's Museum in Halifax, from the 25th of October to the 1st of November. Visit generationgreen.co.uk for more details.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.